Yes, I'm an alcoholic, and my let's see, my sobriety date is March 14th, 2003. My home group is Principles Before Personalities in Burien, Washington. But we've been virtual for the past 15 months, but one day we will meet in person again. And I get the honor and privilege of serving Western Washington Area 72 as alternate delegate this rotation. And it's a blast. My last rotation was area chairperson, which was fun, and oh, it was an experience in its own right. I mean, it's chair, you know, chairing a meeting of 800 people is an adventure. But alternate delegate is fun. The other than, you know, following the delegate around and learning what our delegate does and learning about all the background material and be ready to step in whenever necessary. My actual job is to help facilitate the education of our GSRs and DCMs within Western Washington Area 72. And so traditionally, our alternate delegate puts on like full day GSR workshops and DCM workshops and things like that. And with the platform we've been on, you know, virtual, an 8 hour session on Zoom just didn't sound like fun at all to me, let alone anybody I was going to be trying to help educate. And so I got a little creative and ran it by my service sponsor and other service nerds, and they were like, "Hey, that sounds like a good idea, and run with it." And so we broke it up into four different GSR university courses and four different DCM university courses, and people really bought into it. There's people in our area that never graduated from anything, but they graduated from GSR University or DCM University. And I'm working with our area finance committee right now because they're actually going to get graduation gifts. So I'm pretty stoked. And so I came across a D at a basement meeting we go to on Zoom on Saturday nights. And I had just had one of those university courses, and I was really happy and really excited because I love it when people get excited about service. And when I see, just like we get to see people's eyes open and that sparkle come back when they take the steps, that same kind of miracle happens through general service. And D caught me on one of those nights. And so that's why you get me for a month. So we had a great 2 weeks going over really basics GSR information, and it was, I admit, it was a cha it's been a challenge for me as a presenter, just because I've been raised up in one area. I know how my area does works and functions, and I never realized how much like area specific information is in my head and commingled with the basics until I tried to separate it. So that was an adventure, and thank you for those who came to those courses as well that are here still, bearing with me, because we're going to do the same thing with DCM and district committee member. And so I do want to, as I said in the GSR courses, when I say DCM or district committee member, I also mean alternates. So if you're an alternate, you don't get a pass. This all applies to you, in. You know, it's always most alternate DCMs are hopefully wherever their DCM is. Oftentimes, depending on what your district conscience is, the alternate DCM might have some separate duties from what the DCM does. But, you know, in theory, the alternate DCM, hopefully after 2 years of serving, will be available and then elected as the district committee member or DCM for the district. So, you know, I just want to throw that out there. And then I do want to point out some of you might live in areas where there's a DCMC, a district committee member chairperson. Honestly, I'm not going to talk about that position at all. And that is because I have zero experience with it. I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm not going to. It's not something that my area has and does in practice. So if any of you like want to put stuff in the comments to D, if you have questions about that, I know D comes from an area that has that. Maybe she can help answer those questions during question and answer. But I have zero experience with it. So what I'm going to focus my talk tonight on is the district committee member position, the one who's actually facilitating the district meetings. So if you're hoping for a lot of information on the DCMC position, I'm not your gal, so sorry about that. So I do want to point out, I mean, I'm already starting to recognize a lot of you. You were here. You've been here all month. And so, as I did in the GSR course, I just want to show you where the information is that I'm using today so that you can find it yourself. Because I like to know where my stuff's coming from. So I just want to share my screen really quick. Go to, I am going to AA.org, and it's kind of buried, but we'll get there. I just want to show you. So for AA members, and then I'm going to click on information for GSRs and DCMs. And then I'm going to click on under about the materials, I'm going to click on DCM. And then once I get here, you can look through here, you can look at the list, you can click on the drop-down list, and it shows all these things. Or I like this one where you can click on see a full list of all the things that come in the DCM kit, and there's hyperlinks here of all the different pamphlets and flyers and guidelines and things like that. So I hope that all of you DCMs or district committee members have received your DCM kit. I'm going to stop share here really quick. If not, I strongly encourage you to talk to the person within your area that is in charge of that. In my area, in Area 72, we have an area registrar. I know in many areas, the alternate delegate is responsible for that. So it kind of just depends on how your area is structured. But if you've been a DCM since January, you should have received your DCM kit by now. I do know, well, in theory, I do know that GSO, the General Service Office, had discovered a problem within the database that was getting all the new information about GSRs and DCMs. And it was just discovered a couple weeks ago, and they're working through a backlog. And so I guess if your information had been turned in a couple months ago, you might not have your kit yet. But if it was turned in December or January, you probably have it. Also, this is the one time I will say that alternate DCMs, this is the one time you are not the same as the DCM. The General Service Office does not send alternates a kit. So hopefully your DCM is sharing that information with you. You can go to the AA.org website and you can print out things, or you can order your own kit. Most people who want to order their own kit will go to their local Central Service Office or intergroup. They oftentimes will have those kits. That's at least what people do in our area. I'm sure your area might do some things different, but the kits are, I believe, still less than $20 for the whole kit. So throwing that out there if you want your own. And then also, I often get asked, like, gosh, as a DCM, where do I find out information on how to do my job? And so, in addition to going over the materials that come in your DCM kit and the materials available on AA.org, there's of course the service manual, and I'm kind of embarrassed. I can't find my current service manual, the pretty pink one I have. I found my gray one, and I found my giant blue one that I bought because I have a tendency to lose my service. Well, I don't lose them, I misplace them and find them months later, but I always need one in between. So I have like six different service manuals, and I never have them all at the same time. But so I can't find my pink one. That's our current one, but it didn't change where the information is, at least the service manual part. So there is a whole chapter in the AA service manual entitled The District. And the district and the DCM is chapter three. Excellent chapter to go over. There's a lot of great information in there. Of course, I'm going to say, I hope you're reading the whole service manual. I hope you're going to service manual and concept studies. And I do hope that. I know for me, when I was a DCM, that was not the case. I wasn't quite there yet. I hadn't started to do my deep dive into the concepts in the service manual. I have since. But I do believe that I was able to get through it through using some of the other resources. I do definitely believe I could have been a better DCM had I spent more time in the service manual, reading through it, as well as having a better understanding of the concepts. But my district loved me in spite of that, and that was great. They met me where I was at. So, of course, okay, AA.org, your DCM kit, the service manual or concept studies are great. I hope that as a not even just as a DCM, as any plain old regular AA member, I hope that we're all getting to tradition studies. I don't know. I'm sure you've been to groups that they study the traditions, and there's a difference in groups that study the traditions and understand and apply them to the group than groups that don't. And as you have probably already started to notice as a DCM, a lot of the problems, situations, questions, issues, things that come up within your district are group problems, group issues. And so having a decent grasp on the traditions is incredibly helpful. Because I don't know if you've noticed yet, but when I became a GSR, all of a sudden people in my group kind of thought I knew something and started asking me questions. Traditions questions, questions about what was going on within the district or the area or an intergroup. And I oftentimes didn't quite have the answer yet. And then I was elected DCM. And then instead of my group coming to me with questions, only my group, now I had GSRs asking me questions. I had standing committee chairs within my district asking me questions. And I'm so grateful that my home group studies the 12 traditions. And we study them from the 12 and 12 on the first Tuesday of every month. We go over the tradition of the month. And I spent probably 5 years not having anything to share and not understanding what the heck we were talking about. But about the fifth or sixth year of going over that, I started to be like the puzzle pieces started to fit together. Like it started to make sense. I'd been going to enough home group business meetings, enough district meetings, area, whatever area events your area will either call them assemblies, quarterlies, area committee meetings. Every area calls them something different, it seems, and they're often the exact same event. So that's why I said all three of those, because what I call a quarterly, you might call an area committee meeting or an assembly. But I've been going to enough of those events that I started to see how the traditions were really, I was starting to see them play out. And it was really kind of neat. Be like, I might not have noticed it at the time, but later on, like a couple of days later, I might be like, oh my gosh, that was tradition six. It just, whoa. And I'm just, my mind would be blown. And so I hope that you are having those experiences at DCM, but I strongly encourage. Really getting if you don't already have a good foundation in the traditions, I hope that you are taking the steps and the action necessary to educate yourself on that by attending studies, working with your sponsor and or your service sponsor on this. Service sponsors are an incredible resource. Past DCMs, amazing resources. A lot of times within districts, the most recent outgoing DCM might rotate into like a third legacy position within the district, which is, I see that happen on occasion. So again, past DCMs are super helpful. If you live in an area that actually has a DCM seat, they are a resource for you. Use them. Also, your area elected and appointed trusted servants. If you don't know this already, their job is to serve you. They are there to help you. So I hope that you don't hesitate to reach out to them. You probably have someone that has in within your own area that is tasked with DCM and GSR education. I'm not sure who that person is in your area. Most areas have someone where that's kind of their job. So ask them for help. Ask them to put on something locally. Like to have an area specific one where you can dive more into the policies and procedures and actions and best practices that make your area tick and work, because every area is unique and they're beautiful. And so there's that. And then the last but not least one I was thinking about is your fellow DCMs. I am so impressed with what some of our DCMs, at least in my area, are doing. We have a group of them. They call themselves the Five Families. They're the Pierce County Mafia, they call themselves, but they're the five districts within one county. And so they call themselves the Five Families, and the DCMs are the heads of those families. And they made it this joke, but they started having monthly dinners together. And then when the pandemic hit, they just had monthly Zoom meetings. But they would get together and they would talk about what was going on within their districts. There was a lot of coordination that happened. A lot of toes being stepped on alleviated because they are so close geographically. And they're also able to coordinate co-hosting events together because I'm sure as a DCM, if you didn't know it already going into the job, you get a host or co-host events, which may or may not be fun for you. But knowing your neighbors makes it a lot more fun. At least that's what was my experience. Some of my best experiences at DCM revolve around the relationships that I had with my neighboring DCMs and the work we were able to do together to pull off some really successful events. And what I mean by successful is they were highly attended by GSRs. We never ran out of coffee, and the food was great. So those were the things that like we kind of had some say in, or some like within our control. Because we couldn't control the weather, and apparently we can't control presenters. So, but we can control the coffee, and we can, get the word out and make sure that people at least know about it and attend. So it can be lots of fun. Okay, so I don't know. I was thinking about like the whole, oh my God, I was elected as DCM. Now what do I do? And am I even qualified to be DCM? And so I thought I would touch on briefly just the what are the qualifications of a DCM? I honestly, I didn't know until at my district when they actually read what the DCM job is from the service manual, what the qualifications are for a DCM. I just was like, my service sponsor told me I should be available for this, kind of thing. And, I've been told I would make a good one, not that I really knew what it was. But there's only really three qualifications that the service manual lists. And that is that they've generally served as a GSR, and then they're elected by other GSRs to take on the responsibility of district activities. Okay. So, but again, these are just suggested qualifications. I know plenty of great DCMs who were never a GSR. And I know plenty of great DCMs who were a GSR for three different groups in three different districts when they finally became a DCM, and then they were a great DCM. So there's that. The second another qualification is that the DCM should have enough sobriety, generally 4 or 5 years, to be eligible for election as delegate. And I do want to also point out that just like when they say it's suggested that the GSR have at least 2 years and the DCM have about four, it's for your own health and well-being. Like, I hope that every DCM has taken the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and had a spiritual awakening. Like, I thought that I naively thought that was a given until I've met DCMs who have never done a four step. And I feel terrible for them, and I feel terrible for their district, because on several layers, but the biggest one is your own personal sobriety. Like, I don't know how I could have handled being GSR, let alone DCM, without having a good foundation within the 12 steps. So again, I hope that somehow during any of your district elections that it's I hope people are talking about steps, taking steps, that it's known before someone is elected that they've taken the steps, I guess is what I'm saying. With that, I mean, I don't want to grill people, But, we can talk about it without grilling people. And I know you all know how to do that. And then the last one is, he or she needs to have the time and the energy to serve the district. And that doesn't, by me saying that, that doesn't mean that you have to be retired. That doesn't mean you can't have a job, you can't have a family, you can't have a life. Though sometimes it when I look around the room, I'm like, Jesus, am I the only one here that's not retired? You don't have to be retired. You can have a, or I should say, I didn't have to be retired to serve. I work well over 40 hours a week. I'm an only parent. My son's now 17, but I've been doing general service for this is my 13th year. I have a great family network around me, and they all encourage me to do general service because they realize that I'm a better daughter and mother and employee and just overall general good person to be around when I'm involved in general service and Alcoholics Anonymous. And so they help and support me along the way. Not everybody has that that setup, that situation. But so if you are a single parent out there, if you're working crazy hours, if you have a, I don't know, whatever else you got going on in your life, it's okay. Being DCM isn't the only thing I ever did during that time, So my son was like 9 then. So we were doing a lot of soccer and a lot of swimming, and it still happened because it didn't all happen at the same time. I just luckily as when I was GSR, I started to learn how to be more organized with my schedule. And I hope that as DCM, you're learning to just whatever works for you with organization, you are beginning to get better at whatever that looks like. I'm a huge fan of my Outlook calendar. Everything in my world goes in my Outlook calendar, and I have it at the in the palm of my hand or on my screen on my computer whenever I need to look at it, either for my phone or my computer. But that's how I roll. I have some friends that have a giant wall calendar, and then they have the little calendar in their purse, and that works for them. As I've shown you with the various service manuals that I have, I obviously can't hold on to books and I lose them. So I lost enough calendars along the way that everything just, I don't have an actual calendar on me anymore. But organization is key because, DCM. And we're gonna go over, or I guess I'm gonna go over with you, not we, but like a lot of the duties and stuff. But DCM has a lot of deliverables. I mean, I have to say, and I don't wanna, this is not by any means to dissuade anybody from being available for DCM because it was one of the best experiences I've had in general service. It really was. And being DCM was by far the hardest service position I ever did until I was area chairperson. It was because every month I had deliverables. And so I had an opportunity to learn how to be more organized and to learn to start to set aside time to prepare for events. Hold on one moment. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to pause here for a sec. Sorry about that. My son, who I talked about, was 9. He's now 17, and I put him on a plane for Jacksonville last night. And he's gone for a month at rowing camp. Woohoo! Mama's free, sort of. But he's on FaceTime with my parents right now. So, anyways, I digress. So yes, I was talking about being more organized, and so. Oh yeah, and the deliverables of DCM. So I mean, okay, what do you have? Each month, you're gonna have a district meeting. Yay. So you have 24 of these. Oh yeah, by the way, if you didn't know, DCM rotation is 2 years. Surprise. I hope that's not a surprise to any of you, but it's a 2-year rotation. And so in theory, you're gonna have 24 district meetings. Okay. So you have the 24 district meetings. So that also means that there's 24 agendas. And I don't know if you're aware, but one of the primary jobs of a DCM is chairing the district meeting and setting the agenda for that meeting. So I need to prepare an agenda and I need to get that information out to the district ahead of time. And then I need to facilitate the district meeting. And then oftentimes well, not often, I would follow up after my district meeting to recap some of the highlights as people waited for the minutes. Some districts have that district secretary who, you know, they're typing up the minutes fast and furious during the district meeting, and it comes out, I swear we haven't even finished our final prayer and the district meeting minutes are out. Then there's the district secretary who we're lucky if we get them before the next district meeting. And then there's district secretaries who fall somewhere in between. So I'm not sure what that looks like within your district. And I can tell you, I've had both experiences within my time serving in a district. And I can tell you, as DCM, I found I had zero control over how quickly the district secretary gets the minutes out. I can ask for something until I'm blue in the face, and the district secretary will get out the minutes when they get out the minutes. Because that's one thing that I learned, and I've learned in general service, is how to work within a committee and how to work well with those I have absolutely no control over. I have no control over the GSRs. I have no control over the alternate DCM. All I can control is my attitude and and what comes out of my mouth. And even then, that's questionable. But you know what I mean. So the deliverables. So I said we got the agenda. We've got the district meeting monthly. We've got maybe a little recap or some follow-up after the district meeting. So those are the set things. So that's 24 months of that. And then there's all the stuff that fills in the time in between. There's the visiting the groups. Now, whether or not, and that's one thing I can tell you, as when I was DCM, I did not have the time in my schedule to go to all the meetings that meet in my district. I don't. I still don't have that time. But as a district, we got creative and we were able to visit all the districts within, or sorry, all the groups within our district. And that's because there's nothing that says that the DCM has to be the one that visits all the districts or visits all the groups, is that we want to make sure that all the groups get visited. So we had a district project. It was an outreach project. We wanted to see what was going on with the groups that we weren't seeing. Were they still active? What could we do to help them? Did you know that the district's even here to help and serve you? Do you have a GSR? Do you know what a GSR is? Do you know what the district does for you? All these kind of things. And we made it a district project and we went out and it took 3 months, but we were able to get all the groups visited within our district. And it was a lot of fun. It was actually quite a unifying experience within the district. We were able to pair up different GSRs that wanted to, maybe didn't know each other very well, but their schedule worked out so they could go and visit this group. Anyways, it was a really cool project. And I've seen other districts do something similar. I didn't make up the idea. I heard it from, I think I went to, it's called PRASA. It's the Pacific Region Alcoholics Anonymous Service Assembly. And depending on what area you live in, you probably have well, if you live in the US and Canada, I know you have a similar event within your area. For those of you in Australia, I have no fetching clue what you guys do in Australia, what your structure looks like, but I'm sure you have service conferences. But our mine is called PRASA, and I went to a DCM roundtable, and one of the DCMs was talking about it, and that's where I learned. I picked up the idea and I brought it back to the district, and they were excited about it. So some other things. So also want to say is, I keep saying you have 24 months, you have 24 months, you have 24 months. It's because I want you to realize you have 24 shots to get this right. And I was a lot better at month 20 than I was at month 1 and 2. You know, and so I hope that as you go through your rotation, that you recognize the improvements, the things that are getting better. Like maybe, you know, my goal was to get out the agenda a week before the district meeting. Well, sometimes I met that goal, and sometimes I really didn't meet that goal. So again, it's like, you know, setting the goals and getting to them. Or, you know, I really want to help stay on track during the district meeting and help lead a good meeting where everybody feels, you know, chairing a meeting. I don't know of those of you, but DCM was really my first opportunity to chair a meeting on a regular basis, like a business meeting. And I wasn't very good at it at first, at all, actually, at all. Like I let, you know, I either was trying to be too controlling of the meeting, which they rebelled because I stepped on their toes and they were like, F you, I don't like this. Or I just was like, oh, we'll just let them talk. And people got mad because the district meeting lasts 2.5 hours. And so it was like, where do I find that space in between, like letting everybody have the floor until they're done talking, and getting us out at a reasonable hour. So again, it's there's yeah, I had 24 months to figure it out. And so because I don't want to give the impression that I was a perfect DCM, that I did this really well the whole time. I did not come into the DCM role as knowing really what to do. I was an alternate DCM for 5 months before I was elected DCM. So I had one area event that I went to with my DCM before I was elected as DCM. So that's why I think that alternate is such an important position. But what I can tell you is I was a pretty darn good DCM the last 6 months of my rotation. I mean, I think I was a decent DCM before that. Like I did the letter, like, you know, I was doing what I was supposed to do and I was being where I was supposed to be. But I think I was actually a good DCM the last 6 months. You know, like I could tell, like I started to be more in tune with what my GSRs were asking for and what their needs were. And because there's a, again, these deliverables, it's constant. And in addition to the monthly district meeting, there is your area, they're either called quarterlies, assemblies or area committee meetings, or maybe there's something else they're called, but they probably are happening every 3 months. And as DCM, you're supposed to go. So right now, I mean, I know most of them are still virtual, but a lot of times they're in person. So in addition to the 24 or the 24 district meetings, you also have 8 quarterly type events, quarterly assemblies, area committee meetings. Then there's also, as DCM, you're probably finding out you're responsible for either co-hosting or putting on post-conference or delegate reports, depending on your area, and other workshops and service-related events. I don't know about you, but I swear every district in my area has some sort of gratitude potluck or picnic every year. So all basically, I think between June and November, all we do is eat. If you go to all the district things, it's always about eating. But there's planning those. And other things that you get to do, which I found incredibly challenging at first. Because again, I didn't really feel like I knew enough yet, is dealing with the group issues. When the GSRs came to me for help, when they had questions. And that's That's an interesting one. When I became DCM, what I really learned was that it's okay for me to say, you know what? I don't know the answer to that. Give me a day or two. I'm going to look into this and I will get back to you with an answer. Because sometimes GSRs come with like a doozy. Like, I'm like, where did that question come from? Especially if it was questions about like the General Service Conference, like things that our delegate is doing. When they came to me with questions about agenda items, I was like, oh, I don't know, but I've heard that sentence before. Let me check on that and find out. And then I would just get in touch with the delegate and I would get the answer needed, or the delegate would be like, hey, I'm not sure. Let's check with someone at the General Service Office and then go from there. Or they might, GSRs will have questions about. My GSRs had lots of questions about how the service, the area functioned, like the process, how we had business, like especially with our assemblies and things like that. So they had questions. And so I'd be like, I don't know. And I would get in touch with the area chairperson or the area alternate chairperson or the area treasurer, depending on what kind of question they had, and get the answer and get back to them. One of the things that was really helpful and it was fun and I really enjoyed doing is inviting area elected and trusted servants to come to my district meeting and come present and answer questions. Or even, you know, like when I was DCM, I had, of course, we had the delegate come out. You always have the delegate come. But I had the area alternate chairperson come out because our district was interested in co-hosting an assembly in our area. The alternate chairperson is the liaison between the area and the host committees of these events. And so she had all the information on what it takes to putting these events on. And so why should I talk about it when I know an expert who's willing to come to my district and talk about it? So we invited him out. Or invited the area treasurer to come give us a seven tradition talk. And we had a new correctional facility opening up in our district. So I invited the area corrections chair to come give a talk. And accessibility was kind of a new committee within our area service structure. And we didn't have an accessibility chair within our district. So I invited the area accessibility chair to come out and talk about that standing committee, because we as a district were trying to figure out if we wanted to have that standing committee within our district. So things like that. And so, and it doesn't have to be confined to area people, depending on how, where you are geographically located, how you're structured, you are likely served by a intergroup or a central service office. Folks from those entities are also great people to invite to come out and talk at your district about various things. So yes, please get your questions ready because I don't think I want to talk about much more specific today because I really want to spend time next week on tips like sample agendas, tips and tricks on how to do these things successfully kind of stuff. And if I start now, I'm either going to go long or get cut off. So I don't want to do either of those. Like next week, I want to spend time on how do you set an agenda? What does a good agenda look like? What do agendas look like? What does a normal flow of a district meeting look like? What should I report back to my groups after an area assembly or an area committee meeting or quarterly? Like, what information am I supposed to be conveying? What do I do if stuff like if we have some serious like some districts have are in pain and you've got some serious problems going on, like what do we do as a district to get through this? Or and then oh my God, I was elected DCM and I don't know what I'm doing and no one's here to help me. What can I do? That kind of stuff. So I want to spend lots of time next week talking on that. So honestly, I think I, D, if it's okay with you, would like to stop yammering and let people ask questions because that's the best part, in my opinion, is answering your questions.
Oh, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
You're okay.
Oh.
Now I can't, D. You're all weird. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad, D. No, audio's bad.
Okay. Okay. All right. So thanks. That's what I was. How about you keep talking for just a minute, and I'm going to make sure I have better internet.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. I have no problem. I have no problem yammering. So and also too, if while Dee's trying to get her stuff, if you haven't already sent your question to Dee, you can also send it to me and I can start answering. But let me see. I want to make sure I went over all the things that as a DCM you get to do. I want to make sure I didn't miss any of them. Oh, I did forget something. I didn't forget. I just forgot to say it. Is your interaction with the delegate, your area delegate. It's super important being that direct communication link between the General Service Conference and the groups is making sure that when the delegate is asking for things from the groups, you know, you are. So it's coming from the delegate, it comes to the DCM, and the DCMs take it to the group, and then the groups, whatever the delegate's asking for, the groups are getting that information, they're getting it back to the DCM, and then it's going back to the delegate. The biggest thing, at least I've heard in my area, is GSRs complaining that they have no idea what's going on because their DCM doesn't get them the information. So what I had to say on that, because this isn't an Area 72 event, this is a general one, is whatever the format is or the structure is for getting DCM's information. So, like in our area, we have Gmail. We have area Gmail, and it's set up that way. And we all have email addresses, and it's sent to those accounts. And most stuff, especially during a pandemic, is emailed to us, and it's on the area website. There are DCMs who have never opened their area email. How are those GSRs supposed to get the information? So it is not all areas are set up that way though, you know? So whatever it looks like within your area for how the information is given to the DCMs, I hope that you're utilizing it. So if email and technology is the way that your area is getting information. If I'm thinking of standing for a DCM position and I don't have a computer, or I shouldn't say I don't have access to a computer, or I don't like computers at all and have no interest in using email, or that kind of attitude, maybe there's another spot in service that would be better suited for what you're interested in doing. Because if your job is to be the main communication link between the delegate and the groups, one would hope that you are interested in communicating in the way that the information is coming to you. So I'm trying to say that really nicely because I've known plenty of DCMs that did not have their own computer. But they were willing to go to the library 3 times a week and check their area email and do some business there. But it was like three, but they were committed to that or something else like similar like that, where they were able to get access to a computer X amount of times a week, and they made sure that they got, you know, they did what they were supposed to do. So, you know, so I don't want this to be like, oh, you have to have a computer to, or you have to be a tech expert to be a DCM. I know at least within my area, our area webmaster has put on so many different workshops training us on how to use the tools available. Like, and those also, and if If you don't have those yet, I hope you ask your area within your area structure for those kind of workshops, that kind of stuff. Put on that workshop, invite the area webmaster to your workshop and get trained. I mean, you can get creative. I mean, I know we didn't always have those workshops, but because people ask, we do. So there's that. So, hey, Dee, how's your sound?
Let's try that.
Oh, it's so
back?
Good.
Woo-hoo!
It's amazing. I can see and hear you.
I know I couldn't see you before, but you'll hear thundering because there's a storm coming through. So I'm outside by the pool. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So anyway, I hope that people are sending questions to you because so far I haven't gotten any. But in the meantime, while I'm stalling, while you're looking, I will say that I love what you shared towards the end. I mean, I love everything you share, but I love what you shared towards the end because I started to feel that enthusiasm about what I can do. Like, we don't always know what our responsibility and the authority to match of what that job entails, of what the role entails. What can I do? And when the district doesn't know what you can do, when you have the blind leading the blind, or like you said, people not communicating, I think that that's one of the hardest things for us all to try to figure out. You know, we're not looking to recreate the wheel, but if there's no wheel that's been invented in our district, what do we do now? You know, and I love that because at least you're reaching out to people. You have the corrections. You're talking about the treasurer. You're talking to, you know, about helping bridge that information to your group. And even if your district is set up different or your areas, if you will, in my district, we don't do that kind of stuff. And there's really not a lot of support in my district to have any kind of events unless it's 4 times a year eating, like what you talked about. And I have a little resentment pet peeve with that. I'm working on it. But so I could relate to what you said. And if you guys don't like my voice, you better hurry up and send some questions to Heather. But this is just something I'm really passionate about because I had always visited a lot of groups. And so I knew the community of my AA in my town in Sebastian. I didn't know it as much in the other part of my district, which is another city to the south of us. But now I do because as a district committee member, I have been there to hear what their concerns are. And then when they start to complain, I'm like, well, this is why you need a GSR. You know, and so we begin those kind of conversations just in sparking that kind of conversation of what interests them and what our groups want, not what Dee wants, but what the groups are asking for and how I can help give them that through the delegate, through, you know, our chair of our area and different people coming together so that they can learn, so we can learn together. And I love what you said, just when you finally knew how to do the job, right? And not in that way, not like, oh, well, I don't know anything and I don't care, bathroom, you know, GSR kind of thing. No, you're saying that, of course, you know, you rotate on, you never rotate out, and you move on to another role. So I love that. And I love you for all you shared, for being here, and forgive me with all this internet stuff today, guys. Thank you. Now, hopefully you got questions.
I did get a question. I mean, Dee, I really think that by now you should have control over storms. I get it. No, it's great. We can hear you perfectly now. So I did get a question is, can the alternate DCM still keep their position as alternate GSR for their home group? And that's a great question. And I think it's not so much a question of can, it's if should. And because in theory, yes, you can, because neither position is a voting position. Neither, you know, I know, thumbs down, Joe. Neither position is a voting position. And so in theory, unless both the DCM and the GSR are out of the room during a voting situation, it wouldn't be a conflict. Because the only time an alternate is voting is when the DCM or the GSR is out of the room. But it's a matter of should. And the reason why I say should is because also, what does one do when they're an alternate? They rotate onto the actual position. And you really cannot be a GSR and a DCM at the same time, because you're both voting positions. And those are big jobs. Those are big fetching jobs. And they are challenging to do and do well on their own. Like, I remember when I became DCM, my sponsor and my service sponsor told me, you will not take any more service positions. You are DCM only right now, period. Like, and then I was like, well, what if I, no, like, I do not need to be coffee maker for my home group right now. I do not need to, be the chair of this workshop that's happening. Like, there are plenty of other people perfectly capable of serving. It doesn't all have to be done by me, even though I think I'm that fantastic. I really need to just do one job and one job well, because I should also be sponsoring. So there is that.
Oh,
So,
I love that. You're so good with that.
yeah. So, yeah. So that's a big thing for me is sponsoring. There's step sponsoring and there's service sponsoring, but I made a deal with my sponsor. Think about this. It's a little blurry on the timeline, but I think I was DCM was if I get too busy doing general service to sponsor, then I need to reassess my priorities.